Blog Talk Radio.
School is in session. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Ken Williams of LoveTruthMinistry.com. Welcome, welcome. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. Children, this is a wonderful day for you. First day back to school for so many of you around the country of the United States and maybe around the world. So this is a bright morning, a beautiful morning, regardless if it's cloudy outside or the sunshine outside. This is the day that the Lord has made for you. For you. I wanted to start this day off for y'all. And prayer is power when you go before the throne of God, seeking his face, seeking his love, seeking his guidance. So children, pop up, put a smile on your face, rejoice. Just thank God right now. I'm going to give you a couple seconds just to shout, thank you, God, for waking you up. Thank you, God, for your family. Thank you, God, for going back to school. Thank you for this bright day and bright future you have in your hand. You can change the world. God has something specifically for you that he created for you to do. The world had not seen it yet. All this new invention, the world still had not seen what God had planned for you to make this world a better place. For you, your family, your loved one, for society, for your ethnic group. For you, for your church. So take this time out, breathe in and exhale out, and just meditate on that for a couple of seconds. Okay, I'm going to start with a word before I go into prayer. This is Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So you think to yourself, the word is the lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. The light, the word, is the living word, is Jesus Christ. He is the living word. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And also, I'm going to go to 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So you operate throughout the day, week, month, years. Just think about operating in true love as your action. You can smile somebody's face and think a different thought. That's not love. When you're going to do something, do it. Make sure you do it in love. You walk into school, look around, pay attention to your surroundings, pay attention to the cars, pay attention to who you keep in company with. I always like you said when people say, well, my child or my loved one was in with a wrong crowd. No, your child may be the one who's starting the wrong crowd. So make sure you, children, are not pointing somebody in the wrong direction. Make sure you be the light of the world. I'm talking to all children, specifically children who go to church and put the fellowship, you put to know the world, or you're learning the word. You're born again. So you have light and love and joy in you. You are the salt of the world, so we got to operate in saltiness. We got to operate in love and peace and joy. We have to be the difference maker. For the caregivers and people who drive to school who maybe have children, don't have children, please watch out for the children crossing the street, catching the bus, in the school zone. Even if you're not in the school zone, children still walking to school. Some children have no sidewalk to walk on. Pay attention. Some of them are little bitty children walking by themselves. If you're out and about, just keep your eyes and ears out for the children. Not only if you're driving a vehicle, just pay attention who's in your surroundings, making sure the children are safe, regardless of your child or not. When you go to school, pay attention to your surroundings, what's going on in your classroom. You can pray for your leader house as you walk into school to yourself. When you go into school, pray. Teachers, you can pray, can nobody stop you from praying. I know they say the separation between church and state, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You must lift up your children in prayer. Before you go in the classroom, you can't do a prayer for the whole school, you know, stand up in front of them. You can still pray when you go in that school to yourself, walk through those classes, walk through those that doorway, walk into your class. Touch each dust and claim victory. When you take each child's hand and then your mind, and you say good morning, you say, I seek peace over you. Love, you're covered by the love of Jesus. Just say it. Just do it. I'm going to prayer now. Again, good morning. First day back to school for children. And it's my prayer not only for the children going back to school, it's for the teachers, for family. And my prayer also covers all children, but also specifically African-American children who now it seems like it's so much stuff going, trying to come against our children. So I want to lift up the African-American children. I want to lift up all children, whether you're born in this country or not, that you have this education that God had blessed you with. Not man. Man may, God may give it to you to help you bless you, but education is for you. And I'm praying for the world leaders to be a blessing. Especially if you call yourself born again, you say you're a Christian, you say you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's actually a social ministry. Like it or not, we're supposed to help people, we're supposed to love people. The church, the first church, they pull all the resources together to bless their community. They ain't trying to take health care away. Trying to send people back across the border. Trying to stop them from going to school. No. So I'm going to prayer. We must, as you pray, prayer is power. Prayer, when you pray, you're going before the throne of God. He asking God to help you and assist you at the same time. Not only prayer, but praise. Lift up and destroy the works of the enemy. So stay in prayer and stay in praise. You can walk through the hallway and say, this is the day the Lord has made. Or make up your own song, praise the Lord. Say, God, here I am. So here I'm going in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give you thanks and pray. We thank you for this beautiful, wonderful day that you had made, God. We thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl who's on their way back to school, God, who's a teacher, who's a student in the classroom, God. We ask you that you just cover their mind, protect them from seen and unseen problems, situations, and danger, God. We ask you to bring joy and peace throughout the day, Father, God. We ask that they receive the light and the joy and each and every person they walk among. But I ask you that they hear the voice, they hear you in the classroom giving them instruction, that the teacher give instruction the way you would have him or her to give instruction to the student. And the student listen to that instruction that you say you want them to hear. Be about your will, Father God, because your will is the will, is the way, is the truth, is the life. So, God, I'm just asking and praying that every man, woman, boy, girl, regardless of their age, as they're going back to school, that they have a wonderful victorious school year, and that they set it off doing their homework, doing their schoolwork, paying attention, and realize you create them in your image. Each person in the village, each person is different in your image. Nobody's the same, regardless of what household they came out of, what kind of background they have, whether they're rich or poor. They're not poor when they got you in their heart. As poor is only when they refuse to love a loving God, refuse to love another person, refuse to just be loving. So we ask you, God, to fill them with love. as they walk into school. I pray, Heavenly Father, keep the gangs and the predators away from them. We ask you just cover them with loving, kind people, people about life, people about joy, people about peace, people about future, people have purpose-driven life, God, who have purpose in life. They have a purpose. Rather, they realize it not. They seek it. They know what you have for them. And that may not be what the parents want them to have, but something they have designed, they have a new idea. Let them work on it. There's no age in them when they can work on something. If they're 5 years old and they have an idea, that 5-year-old can change the world. That 90-year-old can change the world. Regardless of their age, God, we ask you to bless each and every one of them. We ask you to touch each and every one of them by your love. Those who believe in you and those who don't realize there's a God, we ask you to have them hear your voice clearly, to know who you are, know who your son are, know who exactly who created them in your image. They know that you created them in your image, God. Let them hear you through all the noise pollution, through all the light pollution, through all the pollution of just people who just busybody, God. We just ask you lift them up. You lift the children, don't care to come from a foster care setting, an orphanage, an abusive session, let's cover them and protect them. Protect them in their household, God. Let them, they go home, they have peace, be still. Keep that person who's abusive away from them. When they come in their house day after day, they see peace. And they declare and evict, and they say the word, I am a child of God. I am protected. I am love. I am peace. I am created in the image of God. I am a different maker. I am a changer. I am created to create beautiful things. I'm created to speak life over people, speak life over myself. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. By the power of my words that come from the power of the word, I say thank you, Father God. I thank you, Jesus Christ, and trust your Holy Spirit, who comfort us, who give us instruction from the Father. I thank you to cover each and every man, woman, boy, and girl with your blood. We ask you to test the politician, to speak life. I know you speak life, to have them speak life over the country they supposed to be leaders over, whether they're in the United States or around the world. Take the hand off the button. Take the hand off the medical Affordable Care Act. Take the hand off anything that's trying to destroy somebody's life. Prevent them from building the wall. Prevent them from sending people back across the border because they say they don't belong here. And they were the ones who was here before we came here. God, we just ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to cover each and every man, woman, boy, girl, regardless of their culture, regardless of their background, dear Jesus. Touch the doctors and hospitals who truly there to make a difference, who are trying to figure out different ways of helping somebody beyond the school books, God. Thank you, God, for the politicians who stand up against evil, who want to fight the good fight, who are not going to get scared because somebody tried to threaten them or their family. They're going to stand the good way. They're going to let the world know what somebody may have said to them in secret to try to get them to be different. So, God, again, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for every man, woman, boy, girl. Thank you for the African-American children who are going to school and teachers who are going forth. Thank you for all people in all the cultures and all races who love all your children, regardless of they Native American, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, regardless what they, who they are. God, thank you, God, for the teachers in the classroom and security who are there to be protection over the school, whether they're police officers or whatever. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Bless their home. Bless their family. We rebuke the work of the devil in Jesus' name. This is the day, yes. This is the day that our Lord has made. Thank you again for joining me, Ken Williams, a purpose-driven trap. Well, God, I have two businesses. So first of all, thank you for joining Love Truth Ministries. And for those who are on his lines that like to travel, you can go to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. And you can click yourself your own account, scroll down, put your name, email, six character password, click the button, then go to email and click it, and you can save you on your travel. I didn't really mention today, but it came out my mouth. So then anyway, have a blessed day, everybody, in Jesus' name. Because this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that our Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day, this is the day that Jesus made for each one of y'all, man, woman, boy, girl. Have a wonderful day in school, a wonderful week in school, a wonderful month, a wonderful year in school, and a wonderful life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God bless each and every one of y'all. Signing off, love, truth.